Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Gimel, and we are on Samach Beis and Mabeis. A couple of lines up from the bottom, we'll start with Divei Rebbe Yanai, but just one Hosafa I said I would start with, and that is, we were discussed yesterday the issue of what has to happen if someone has something that is Asur B'Hana, are they allowed to bury it? We mentioned that it's, the Tosfos points out that we never find anywhere that there's any problem with the Nikbarin. We have the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Temura that says there are certain items that have to be buried, certain items that have to be burned. We'll get to that about the Shem in a couple of months, sometime next year. But the end of Temura, Shara Niskal, Eglarufa, Seir Nazir, all of these are buried, right? So what, and there's no worry that anybody's going to find them and come and use them. So why does our Gemara say that when we have Chite Ba'agra, right? We have, remember the case where there was someone that rented out a boat for Stam Yenam, and he got Chitim as a payment, and Rav Chisda says you have to go, you have to burn it and bury it, right? What do you have to do both? So one of the lines of the Gemara was, well, somebody might find the wheat. If somebody finds the wheat, they might come to use the wheat, and it's Asur B'Hana. So therefore, you have to be worried. So the question is, we never have to be worried, Tosfos added. So Tosfos said, well, there's a difference. If something's buried in a cemetery, then nobody's going to take part in it. If somebody's like the Gemara said about the items that were used to put somebody to death, or any of these other items. But if somebody finds wheat, so that's something that's not commonly buried, and people might think that it's just a ganav put it there, and he wanted to cover his loot in order to one day come back and get it, and he couldn't get back to get it, so therefore they might come and use it. They wouldn't know it's Asur B'Hana. So we mentioned, the Ritva says, but if the other pshash is that it's stolen, so then why would they take it anyway? Okay, it's not Asur B'Hana. But what's the other pshat? Oh, they think it's a ganav that put it there. Okay, so it's stolen property. If somebody follows halacha, they won't take that either. So to answer that question, the Ritva says, Mistama, there was yeish. I mean, if there's wheat in the ground for a while, even if I assume that it was stolen, I could assume also that there was yeish bialim, and therefore there's no problem with my taking it. Right, once there's yeish bialim and there's no simanim, yeish would allow me to then take it. That's the Ritva's Hosafa. And then related to that, we saw the Chashuke, I mentioned the Chashuke Chemed, who discusses, I think this is in Vaharevna, also in one of the Parshios, the following case. Reuven buys a plot while he is still alive, and when he dies, the Chever Kadisha open up the plot, and they find a treasure of Matile Zavatachshitim, Kinere Sheganav Hitbin Shamas Hamatbon. Years and years ago, Aganov had put the treasure there, and he never got back to it. And the question is, who owns that treasure that was in this person's plot? When a person buys a plot, is he kona that plot now from the day that he buys it, even when he's alive for the next 25 years, right? The next 120 years, or not, right? Or do we say that no, it belongs to the cemetery, and the person only buys the rights to be buried there after he dies? But he doesn't own it. So he quotes that he asks one of the rabbanim, and he says, "V'heishavli shechelkas from Nisim Karlitz. V'heishavli shechelkas adam azu sheyeches lakone rak lamatarachas." The buyer only bought this for one purpose. V'hili he kaverba v'lola matarachares, not for the other purpose. V'lachein who lo yachol lazakos b'midin chatzar v'reshikarkazu ina sheyeches lo. There's no kinyan chatzar here. He doesn't own that yet. What if you wanted to build a house on that little property? You wanted to build a plant a tree? You can't do that without the permission of the people who own the cemetery. What happens if they buried him in the wrong place? Right, so we say, does he switch once he's buried? No. Let's say the cemetery says, fine, keep this place, we'll take the other place. You don't have a choice, right, if somebody's buried there. And then he says, what happens if it's a base kfaras prati? What if it's a private? Do are they zoche to it? Okay, other nafkaminas and ramifications and pratim of the case, but either way, that it relates to somebody finds something in the ground, who does it belong to? Good, next story. Next story, Debei Rebbe Yanai. Remember, what are we talking about? We're talking about the status, the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek had, the status of wages of working with some that is Asur B'Hana'a, and other Dumim-related cases. We mentioned Shemitah and Avodah Zarah have Tfisas Dumim, even if I switch the status onto something else, it's Tofes Dameha, that's something that does not apply to many items, but it applies to certain items. So, the status was given by Yayin Esach. So now we have, getting back a little bit to Shemitah. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Tebei Rabbi Yana Yasvi Perei Shvias Be'aniyim. The house of Rabbi Yana used to borrow Shemitah fruit from the poor. They did this Latovas the poor, because as we learned yesterday, the concept of Biur Perei Shvias, at a certain point, I have to get rid of it out of the house. I have to do something with it, destroy it, be mafkir it. And if there's fruit that's late in the year, so what are they going to do with all this fruit? So what did the Bei Rabbi Yanai do? They borrowed Shemitah fruit so that it wouldn't go bad on the Aniyam wouldn't lose. And then the following year, they paid them back. Upari Luhu B'Shminis, and they paid them back in the eighth year. What's the question? The question is, one second, if Shvius is Tofeses Dameha, so then what about this money that they're giving back to the Aniyam? Does this money have the status of Shemitah fruit, and now it's money after the time for Biur, and it still has, and the Aniyam still have problems? But what's the case here? So this is what Rabbi Yanai did. And Asu Amru Leila Rabbi Yochanan. I told Rabbi Yochanan what's going on. Amalu Yosein Abdid. He said, that's great. They're doing great. Why? They are solving the problem without getting into problems. The money does not have the status of Kedushas Peros Shvius. Why not? Says Rashi, Yo'os Hein Avdin, Kivan Tahahi Shaita Lohavi Hanach Ba'en. When they paid back the poor, the Shemitah fruit no longer existed. So you can't say that this now takes the status of the Shemitah fruit if the Shemitah fruit aren't here anymore. When can you say there's a status change? I have Meiser Sheni fruit on this table, I have money on this table, and I switch the Kedusha from the Meiser Sheni fruit to the money. But if the fruit's not here anymore, it can't switch. Right, it's not called Kedusha Chalipin, v'lo chayli Kedusha Shvius alayu. There's no Kedusha Shvius because it is no longer here, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan says this is a great works out a great transaction for the poor, because they don't have to have all of this fruit before Biur, and they're going to get the money next year. Good. Tosfos has two issues. Number one, Tosfos asks, one second, what's the whole issue in the first place? We learned elsewhere that Aniyim are allowed to eat fruit after Zman Biur, Perei Shvius. So what's the whole issue here? Ask Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Yazfi. Dibur Maskil Yazfi, Ishtakich. The achli aniyim b'shminis la'achar abir chalifi peirishvius tsarich lefari, says Tosfos. One second, we learned in a Tosefta that the aniyim are allowed to eat after beer. So what do we have to come up with this whole issue for? Let him have the fruit. Two answers. Number one, tsarich lefarish, shaha iser haya mashayu ochlem osam b'cheskas shelahem. They were eating the fruit b'cheskas shelahem, as if ki'ilu it was theirs, not that it was not, it was Perei Shvius that they were allowed to eat. They were eating it, becheskas it was theirs, not the becheskas that it was hefker, and they were partaking of it. As it says in the Tosefta, so number one, it was how they were eating it. Number two, inami ha'aniyim ha'yosameh malugma oschora. They were using it in ways that it was not befitting of the Kedusha Perei Shvius. They were using it for medicinal purposes. They were using it for schora, as we discussed yesterday. Okay, either way, Tosfos deals with the issue that Aniyim generally are allowed to eat Perei Shvius, right? So what's the issue here? Tosfos explains what the issue is. But then, in the last line of the next Tosfos implicitly brings up another problem. Ribis. We know there's an Issa D'Rabbanan. We learned at the mission at the end of Ezeo Neshech, at the end of the parak, all about Ribis and Bav Metziah, that there's an Issa D'Rabbanan called Sa'ah B'Sa'ah. I'm not allowed to borrow a Sa'ah of produce today on condition that I'm going to pay you back a Sa'ah of produce in a month from now. Why? Because maybe the Sa'ah is going to go up in value. I'm going to give you the Sa'ah, and it's going to end up being Ribis. Sa'ah B'Sa'ah, this Issa D'Rabbanan of being lovis abasam. Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Beis quotes Asr lalavo sa b'sa'a afilu lo katzav lo zman lepiron v'chein kol davar chuz mi'bar be'a kesef. Money is money. You borrow a certain amount of money, even if money might be worth more, though the silver, but an item for an item, one is not allowed. Isn't this a derabanan? It's not really, you know, ribis. It's not ribis daraisa. Right, it's not that I'm lending you A, I'm asking you back to give me A and B, right, I'm just giving you, borrowing three eggs, and you're giving me back three eggs. So, the Mishnah says that is Asa D'Rabbanan. So here too, right, they're borrowing fruit, and they're giving back fruit the following year, so why is that an Asa D'Rabbanan of Ribis? Right, they're trying to help out here. So answers Tosfos. Umitam ribis lo haya leasar de osa de be rabianai haya lantua bebesam. Sa'avisah mutar b'yeshlo. If you remember, sa'avisah, that this is Rabbanan, is only if the borrower does not have that item in his storage house at the time that he borrows it from his friend. But if he had any of that item, even a little bit, what if he's borrowing 100 bushels of wheat, and he has 2 bushels of wheat in his factory, in his own storage house, that then there's no Isser of Sabasal. Why? Because the Gemara says there, and the Poskin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, because theoretically, I have my own, so I can pay you back right now. So it's Ke'ilu, this item is already in your, the lender's, Rishus, so it's Ke'ilu, the price goes up in your Rishus. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says on the next if. Call. I'm sorry, this is Kuf. Samach Kuf on the base here. Im yesh lo ma'at me oso hamin, if the borrower has a little bit of that type, afilu ein ha-mafteach biyado. Even if he doesn't have the key to his property right then, lo ve'alav kama se'in lefroa sa'abasa. Then it's okay. Then you could borrow many se'in. Even if you only have one sa'ah, says the Shach, what's the svara? To bishvil, why is it? Why don't you have to have the same amount that you borrowed? One sa'ah is good enough for 100 sa'ah. To bishvil, kal sa'ah v'sa'ah shelava, anuroin ha-sa'ah shelo, ki'ilu hi nechletes miyad l'malva. It's as if the malva already has it. V'misyaker, birshuso misyaker. And if it goes up in value, ki'ilu went up in his rishus, in the malva's rishus, and therefore that's not, again, remember, it's only avak ribis. It's an ribis drabanan we're talking about. So this is good enough to get out of the ribis drabanan problem. Good. There are other answers given to this question. The Ritva has 2 other pshatim. Again, this bothers the Rishonim, because in a situation where we're trying to help out and do a mitzvah, it's hard to say. We'd rather not say that they're violating an avera of ribis. So the Ritva here says, v'im tomar v'tepek le dehavi le avak ribis, right? Isn't this avak ribis? V'yesh lomar da'al shar shebeshuk havias v'deshari. Number one, a second answer. Tosa gave one answer to that. Maybe there's a clear-cut public price to this item. And it's clear-cut and open, and everybody knows it. So, as the Gemara says also there, in Bamasiyah, Dafai, and Beis, Mabez, that also would not be a problem of Sa'a B'Sa'a. Inami, de lefi damim hayu mishalman velo Sa'a B'Sa'a. They didn't really pay fruit for fruit. 6 apples and 6 apples. They paid, the deal was that they'll pay the value of these 6 apples. So if it goes up, they'll pay more. Or if it doesn't go up, they won't pay more. Right? If it goes up, or if the apples go up, they'll give less apples. Either way, the agreement was for dummim and not for the apples themselves. Again, ribis, as we mentioned, in Bar Mitzvah is a huge topic, but it is a very serious topic. Right? Shulchan Aruch has a whole simin about, in simin Kuf Samach, Godel Isser Haribis. 23 Seifim in Simen Kuf Samach. Just read the first line. Sarech li zoher be'isser ribis v'kam alav enemrubo. V'yafilo halove hanosno v'ha'arev v'ha'edim ovrim. As the Mishnah says at the end of Eze Onashech, the malve, the love, the edim, the sofer, everybody involved is violating. Everybody. And it's not just a general lifnei iver, but it is specifically within ribis, with all these limudim to include. V'yein chilek b'inim ha'malve imalve la'ani o la'ashir. And it doesn't matter whether it's ani or asher. V'hada lova over, and then he quotes a machlokas rishonim, which we discussed back then. If the lova is over, is the lova over even by ribis d'rabanan or only by ribis d'araisa? The Rama says only by d'araisa. V'hada lova over dafka b'ribis d'araisa. Aval b'ribis d'rabanan eino over ela mishum lifnei iver. If it's ribis d'rabanan, then the lova is violating only lifnei iver, and the malva is violating the isra of ribis d'rabanan. Kolanosim beribis nechasav mismotetin ukiilu kafar biyitzias mitzrayim ube elokei Yisrael. These are all the chazals at the beginning of the parak of Eze Oneshech, Samach Aleph or so. Right, and then he talks about many of the details. But again, this is a little ribis that we got into our sugya here. Others say that maybe even, I mean, a simple answer might be that Sa'a B'Sa'a, this is Rabbanah, doesn't apply to Aniyim. Just like we said in the previous point of Tosfos. When it comes to eating fruit after beer, it doesn't apply to Aniyim, based on the Tosefta. So that's another answer. So again, Tosfos has 2 answers in the Ritva, and the Radvaz, and Hilchos Shmita suggests that maybe Aniyim are allowed to borrow Sa'a B'Sa'a in this case. Good, we continue. But again, the yesod of the Beir Abyanai, according to Rashi, was because the fruit don't exist anymore, that is why the money or the fruit that's given the following year out of the status. Because you can't change the status of something that does not exist anymore. That's the yesod. And now we continue. Ukenegdan be'estan mutter. In a parallel case of Esnan Zona, mutter, we know the Torah tells us in Parshas Ki Tse that one is not allowed to use an animal that was given as an Esnan, as payment for a woman's services. Esnan Zona cannot use it as a karban. The question is, does an animal that's given to a woman involved in such a case, does that always have the status of an esnan? So here we go. Titania the Brisa says, Nosan la velo ba'aleha, if he gave her the esnan, the animal, but was not with her, ba'aleha velo nosan la, or he was with her but didn't give her esnena, mutter, then it is not called an esnan. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Each one. Nosan la velo ba'aleha. If he gives her an esnan and does not live with her, so what's the case? Pshita, that's pretty obvious. Man gives a woman a present. Okay, what's wrong with that? If he wasn't, obviously that can't be the simple case. Visu, and what about the other case? What about the seifa? Ba'aleha velona salah. What if he was with her and didn't give her an animal, so hala yavla v'lamidi? So he didn't give her anything. So what are we talking about? So what does it mean? What's the case in the brisa of pure, exclusively, just one of them, Nasan, or Ba. So, Elohachi Kamar, it must be this is the case. Nasan La, V'yachar Kach Ba Aleha. When it says Nasan La, but it was not Ba Aleha, it means not right away. It means afterwards. First, he gave her, and then he was Ba Aleha, or, oh Ba Aleha, V'yachar Kach Nasan La, or he was with her, and then afterwards, not at the moment, he gave her esnan and mutter. In both of these cases, the esnan is mutter. Why? Why are each of these cases mutter? Because it is not directly connected to the act. In the case where he gives her and then is ba'aleha, he gave her, it's done. The kinyan is done already. If he gives her the esnan. That's why it doesn't have the status of an esnan. It's a matana ba'alma. And then they're going to have a ma'isabiyah. Or the opposite, if there was, and the opposite is the one that's important for us, if there's a ma'isabiyah, and then the next day or a week later, he gives her the esnan, says the Gemara, that does not have the status of an esnan. Why? Because the act of bia is no longer existent. It's already done. And just like we said, in the case of the Shemitah fruit, the Bei Reb Yanai, once the Shemitah fruit did not exist, then the eighth year fruit cannot get the status of the Shemitah fruit. You can't have chalifin with a change of status if the original item doesn't exist. So here, the Maisa bia doesn't exist. Once the Maisabiyah is no longer existent, so therefore the animal that's given afterwards cannot have the status of Esnan. Right? That's the Raya that the Gemara tries to bring. The Beir Reb Yanai is based on this Brisa. Says the Gemara, Nasan, let's talk about this though for a minute, a little deeper. Nasan, la ve'achar kach ba'aleha. One side, in the case that he gave her and then had bia. Why isn't that a problem? L'chi ba'aleha, once he has bia with her, he gives it to her on Monday, he's with her on Tuesday. So once he has the bia, lechal aleha, iser esan l'mafreya. Why don't we say backwards? Once the esan is given, so then he gave her, and once the bia takes place, so once that reality exists, so then we should go back and say the matana he gave yesterday is not just a matana. It's an esnan. The iser of esnan should be chal lamafreya. What exactly is the explanation? If you look in Tosfos on the bottom of the previous amud has the line, pirish. De kagon de amar la, helich tle me'achshav, ubishaz biyateh nigmeres matanasa. Tosfos has a line that the case here, we assume, is maybe it's like a kinyan arichta. He's take this today, and tomorrow we're going to have the bia, and then it'll really be yours. But it'll start today, and the kinyan will be mimushachas. It'll be continuous. The Tosfos read as a lashon of it's al tnai. But either way, the Gemara asks, why don't we say that the status of esnan will be chal once there's a ma'isa bia? So Omar, Rabbi Elazar, kishakadma v'ikrifto. You're right. Maybe theoretically, it could be that the status would come l'mafreya, but here, what's the case where we say that it does not have the status? What's the case in the brisa that we're talking about? She already was makriva, the animal. It was already a hukrav, so it's not here anymore, so that's why for sure it cannot become an esnan. Meaning the maisa bia didn't take place yet by the time she brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, that's why it's not a problem. But mashba from this, that if the animal would still be there, then it would still be existent. right? And therefore, it would get the status. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Hechidami, what's the case that this woman is allowed to be makir of this animal? Again, Monday, the man gives the woman the animal as potential future payment for her services. And 2 days later, she's gonna be with him. So in the interim, she's allowed to give this animal as a karban, it's already hers. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami, what's the case? Ida amar lo, kini lech me'achav. If he says, here, it's yours today. It's yours, take it. Pshita deshari. Obviously, that's mutter. Tal leisi b'shazbiya, because it does not exist b'shazbiya. U'matana ba'alma hu diyavla. And he's giving her stama matana. Right? So why would there be, what's the chiddush? There are 2 points in the Gemara here. The Bach takes out the second one, but the Rishonim here discuss this girsa that we have. The Gemara seems to be saying it's obvious for 2 reasons. If a man gives the woman, number one, it's no longer existent if he was makrivid. Number two, even when he gave it as a matana. He says, here, it's yours. So for one of those 2 reasons, right, then it should either be obvious, it should be obvious that the woman is allowed to be makrivid, and there's no chiddush. Continuing, v'idalo amar lo kini lech me'achshon. If he didn't say bikoni now, if he says here it is, you hold on to it. It's Monday, but it's not really hers yet until she provides him with services. So then hechi matzi makrivit. Then how can she be makrivit? It's not her animal. V'ish ki yakdash is beso kodesh amar achmana. Right, the pasuk says at the end of Vayikra, when a person is makdash a house, we darshan from that. Yaktish es beso, ma beso bershuso, av kol bershuso. You can only be makdish something that's yours. Ein ad makdish davar she'enu shelo. So just like his house is yours, so too something has to be yours. So therefore, what's the case here that the woman was makriv, right? What do we say for the rejection? Rabbi Elazar said, oh, she was ready makriv the animal. What do you mean? If she could be makriv the animal, then it's obvious. If she couldn't be makriv the animal, she couldn't be makriv the animal. Right? So what's the case that is true, but still teaching us something? It is not obvious. So the Gemara says, again, there's a lot to say on that line, but let's first continue. Ella de Amar La Levi Gabecha Chasbia. He has this middle type of lashon. It should be by you. It should be in your rishus until the bia. V'chi mitzrich lechini me'achsha. But if you really need it, you know, you could use it now. Right? It's really semi, not fully yours until the ma'aseh bia. But you know, I'm allowing you to be kona it if you need it. So he's leaving open the option, even though he would rather not. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that she could use it, even though the man doesn't really want her to use it until later. But it is because he gives that out kini me'achshav. So we say it is still good enough. Period. The Ritva here says. Ritva here has 2 deos discussing, right, ma beso bershuso of kol bershuso. Are we talking about bershuso here? There's two concepts really in halacha. There's shelo and bershuso. Bershuso usually means physical jurisdiction. Shelo means legal ownership. Shelo and bershuso. So what are we talking about here? Here we're talking about the issue of shelo. But the Gemara mentions bershuso. Right? Why do you think we're talking about bershuso? It is in her rishus. Her physical jurisdiction. So Ritva says, no, that means shalom. Means shalom. Even though those two are usually used differently, but the Ritva says, pirish, birshuso vishalo. Right, you have to know what the Ritva's bothered by. He's bothered by, why does it say birshuso? Pirish, birshuso vishalo, la'afuke, excluding what's the case that doesn't work, and Rashi quotes this right here too. He goes to Gemara in Baba Kama. La'afuke, gazov lo nasiyashu abaylam. Right, if I steal something, and the Bailam did not have Yeush yet, neither of us can be makdash it. That's the dinner of Rabbi Yochanan, I think. Shein echan mem yochol lahakdash. Zelafi shein shalov, zelafi shein bershuso. Right? That's the principle, the huge topic in Baba Kama, that there's a concept of shalom bershuso. So Ritva here says, when it means bershuso, it means shalom. Velishna kalila nakat. It just says the lashon of bershuso, but it really means shalom. Dea number one. Inami, or a different shot, says the Ritva, tekivan dim eno bershuso, eno makdisho, kol shekein kisheino shelo kihacha. The first day of the Ritva is that it's this and hu adin this. It says shelo bershuso, but it really means shelo. It has to be bershuso. The second day is that it's a kavachomer. You say one, so it's kavachomer the other. If I need physical jurisdiction to be makdish an animal, so then surely I need legal ownership. Right? Legal ownership is something more basic and more defining to an item. interesting to think about what's the Nikudas HaMachlokas. What, the second day, the first day of the Ritva doesn't hold that? Doesn't think it's a Kal V'chomer? Right? Maybe it's just different. They're different issues. They're not one stronger than the other. One is physical and one is legal. Right? But those are two very interesting days in the Ritva. When the Gemara says Bershuso, is it Huadin or is it Kal V'chomer to Shelo? And then he quotes the question of the Rashba, which is also quoted by the others. Hiksha Mori HaRashba says the Ritva to Hacha Shelo Bershusohu to keep. I don't understand. It is Shelo and Bershuso. Why? De kivan de mashachte kanite b'meshicha. She pulled the animal. She took it. She did a kinyan meshicha on the animal. The Mishnah Kiddushin. Metaltlin or niknin b'meshicha. V'imishum de lo ba aleha ein be'ila ela damim. Isn't the bia only what's owed? He gives her the animal. And then, as payment of that, right, she provides services. But don't we say, we'll get to the Beshem HaNamad base too, there's Meshicha, right? You do Kinyan Meshicha, she's Kone, now she owes him something. So why isn't this already Shelo and Bershuso? The Kol Shem Mashach Upasak Damim Kana Afo Pi Shelo Para The Ein Hamaos Ela Kichov Eitz Alokeach. Isn't there just a Chiyuv? Right, so why is this not Shelo and Bershuso? Asked the Rashba. And the Ritva says, V'kushya Gedolehi Zu V'hela Rabbeinu B'gimgum. It's a great question, and my Rebbe didn't really give a good answer. Right, says the Ritva. Again, what's the question? What's the whole discussion? This is not a Shelo. This is Shelo. Right, she pulled it. She did the Kinyan Meshicha. What's the issue? So says the Ritva, V'nira li bazeh. Why does generally, Deba Alma, generally when somebody is Moshech Bataltalin after their promise to give money, so then the Kinyan totally works because they're Smichas Das. I bought something, right? I have fruit, and you trust that I'm going to pay you. I'm going to give you money, whenever it is. So that's why the Smichas Das in the Kinyan works. But here, Aval Hacha, what happens? She takes the animal, but, so now what? She's going to have to pay him, so to speak, in services. That's not normal payment that is expected. Ksifa Milsa Nisbele Bia. It's so embarrassing for him to come over and to try to ask her for the Maisa Bia and to say what you owe me. So it's Anan Sadi Lo Mikna Klal El Shepi Kodan Eslad Sheyivol. Because it's not as a forecast or obvious that this Smichas Das here, maybe, you know, he thinks that it's never going to happen. Maybe he thinks that she's going to turn around and say, no, I'm not interested. And then she'll give the animal back. Meaning it's not as smooth in terms of just paying money, so therefore the Kenyan won't work. That's the Ritva's answer. If you look in the Chassam Sofer here asked the same Kasha, gave a different answer, and then said, well, I guess because the Ritva didn't give my answer, but Ladaiti. Right, I must be wrong. The Gadlus of the Anova to the Mesorah. But again, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, why isn't she going it totally? He gives her an animal, and if he gives her an animal, and then she's going to pay through the Maisa Bia, but she was ready to Kinyan Meshicha, says the Chassam Sofer. Such a basic answer. Says the Chassam Sofer, wait a minute. What's being bought here, and what's the payment for what's being bought? Right? What does the Ritva sound like in the Rashba, which quoted the Ritva in his question? It sounds like the animal is being bought and paid for by the Bia. That's not true. What's going on here? There's a Maisa Bia between a husband between a man and a woman. There's a Maisa Bia. The man is paying for it with the animal. It's not that she's buying the animal and she's paying it through the Maisa Bia. No, just the opposite. She's not being Conan animal. The animal happens to be the payment. That's why there's no Kinyan Meshicha here. He's just kind of paying first. This isn't Kinyan Meshicha. This is payment, says the Chassam Sofer. He says, Lo Ivanti. I don't understand any of this. Lo Ivan Devadai Hakone Chefetz Upasak Damim Mikivin Shemashach HaChefetz Kno Ba Damim Malek HaChov Aval Amlokach HaMocher Demei HaChefetz. If the seller takes the money for the item, what, the Kinyan is done already? The Kinyan is done already? It's not like she's so interested in buying the sheep. That's the focus. I don't understand what's going on. And then the last line he says, I saw the Ritva ask this question, and he has the exact opposite svara. He says, "Butla daiti nega daito." I'm avata my das because I don't understand it. But vaniul ani esadi kasafti. I wrote it because I think it's true, but I don't know why the Ritva didn't say it. So that was the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer did not have a meiri. The Meiri on our daf says exactly what the Chazam Sofer says. And in the footnotes, he points out that the Chazam Sofer would have been dancing, not literally, but maybe literally, would have been dancing when if he knew that the Meiri is exactly his answer. The Meiri says, Veina Rabba Kushia, to Adaraba Ha Esnan Hu Adamim, Vahu Nikne Bibia, Veina Bia Nikne's bow. Right, he says in the footnotes here, Miya Gala offer me'enav hakadoshim shel zekeni chasam sofer zatzal. Bechush le mesechten, shezacha lechavin ma mishle divir rabbeinu. V'yachacha ba'al odaiti. That doesn't mean v'adol z'das anymore. Because now he has one of the gdoli arishonim that says exactly what he said. Fascinating. Okay, let's continue. There's a lot more here, but we'll continue. Maybe we'll relate to that din of Gozal and Yashua Bailim and Shalom and Bershuso. Maybe we'll get back to that Hashem in a little bit. But let's continue first. Gemara boy Rav Oshia. Kadma Vigdishto Mahu. What happened if she went and she was Makdish? Higdishto Mahu. Kivan Dharma Mar, meaning she wasn't makrivit, she was only makdish it. Right, is that good enough? If she was already makrivit, obviously it doesn't exist anymore. But what if she was makdish it and not makrivit? She gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's still sitting there. So do we say, and then there's a Maisa Biyah. Does it have the status of an Esna now? Because it's still existent? So Kivan Dharma Mar, since we learned in Maseches Kiddushin, Amira, and many other places as you see on the side, Amira, Salagavalka, Mr. Salahedyot, since we learned the principle that giving, even, how do I give a Kenyan to the Beis HaMikdash? Just saying something, Makdish, since Kivan Dharma Mar, Salagavalka, Mr. Salahedyot, Kimanda Grivte Dami, so it's Ki'ilu, I was Makrivit already, and therefore you cannot get the status of the Esnan, O Dilma, Hashemiya, Hakoi, V'Isabene, or no, it's standing here. Sitting right here. So therefore, right, being makdish, it is not like being makrivit. So, says the Gemara, v'tif shomid Rabbi Eliezer. So why don't we medayik in Rabbi Eliezer's answer that we just had on the second line? Tom Rabbi Lazar, kisha kadma v'grivto. He said, dafka makrivit, dafka grivto, aval gishto lo. Right, didn't Rabbi Lazar specifically say you are makriv of the animal? It's no longer here? So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Lazar, gufe kami boile. Right, the question Reb Oshia had here was Reb Elazar bedafka or not? My, mivshet pshita leil Reb Elazar, dehikrivto dafka, was it obvious to him that only hakrava aval hikdishto lo, but not just hakdasha, to ha'isa b'shazbiya, because it exists, o dilma, or not? Hikrivto pshita leil. What do we say? No. Makriv, right, it was obvious that would work. Hikdishto misafkla. He didn't mention hakdasha because he wasn't sure about it. Is it for sure? No, or he's not sure. So teku. So that is not answered. We don't know exactly. We can't bring a raya from a velozer. Okay, the question is not answered. Good. Continuing. By the way, there are other. I didn't mention it. There are other examples of achronim giving yesodistic answers to questions because the rishonim don't say it. They say batla taiti. They still write it. But, you know, it's still, this is the concept of the kfifus to the Misora. And I think I mentioned a few weeks ago, the Chazon Ish has one line where the Chazon Ish says, in Hilchos Shvius, if the Rishonim don't say a word about something, and an Achron suggests something, it must be that's the greatest raya in the world, that it's not true. Right? If all the Rishonim don't discuss it or discuss it, whatever the case is, right? We mentioned this in the context of the Chumrah of Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar, we know once a year we have to have the Chazal Mechayev, all of Am Yisrael. Why? Because the Gemara says in Brachas, you forget things after 12 months, and that's why you have to have Parsha Zohar at least once a year. Lo Tishkach. What happens if you have a year, or Shana Muberes? Well, yeah, like this year, 13 months between the Parsha Zohars. 13 months. So if it's 13 months between the Parsha Zohars, so do you have to be worried about that? So none of the Rishonim say a word about this. The Gemara doesn't say a word about this. The Rishonim don't say a word about this. Oh, in the case where it's a Shana Muberes, then that summer, Parsha Kisetze, make sure you have in mind Parsha Zachar. So you don't have 13 months straight, you know, that you don't have it. So logically, we hear like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe it's the din of 12 months and you have to, but none of the Rishonim say it. So if none of the Rishonim say it, it must not be true. According to this Yisod of the Chazon Ish. So again, yes, the Maharam Shik mentions it and others, it's in the Chazam Sofer quotes it and then rejects it, but the fact that it's not earlier, but again, that's in terms of halacha. In terms of suggestions to answer, it doesn't mean that achronim aren't able to make suggestions to answers, but it just means when it comes to chidushim and halacha, that would be much more of an extreme situation. Right? It comes up in Sfirsa Omer. Sfirsa Omer, the question the Rishonim ask, about, they ask a couple of questions. Why is there the Balamar at the end of Psachim? Why is there no Shechiyanu on Sfirah Omer? Why isn't there Sveika Diyoma by Sfirah Omer? Right, Sveika Diyoma. Right, why don't you say tonight was by the, in Chutz Laretz. Every night in Chutz Laretz you should count. Tonight is either 7 or 8. Tonight is either 8 or 9. Right, Shavuos you can have 2 days. Pesach you have 2 days. Why isn't there Sveika Diyoma? So the Rishonim say, no, it'll be Mezalzel in Shavuos. Because when you get to Shavuos, the night of Shavuos, okay, tonight's either Shavuos or maybe it's not Shavuos. How can you do that? It'll be Mezalzel in the night of Shavuos. That's why you can't do that. That's what some Rishonim say. I think the Baal Amar says at the end of Psachim. But the Dvar Avram, the Covenant Rav, has a tshuva where he discusses this, and he says, I have a different answer. What's the answer? That's not counting. Counting is definite, right? 6, 7. That's the definition of counting. You can't count 7 or 8, right? It's not, as counting, numbers is an exact science. 7 or 8, 10 or 11, that's not counting by definition. And the mitzvah is Sfirah Sa'omer, counting. And that's why that there's no Sveika Diyoma when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfirah Sa'omer. But then he says, but because the Baal Amar asks my question and doesn't give the answer, but Ladaiti, and I take it all back. But he still wrote it. He still wrote it. So it's like the Chassam Sofer here, but Ladaito. But it's still, again, the Yesodos that come out of it are important. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ba'alea, second wide line. Ba'alea ve'achakach nasan la'es nena mutar. What about the other part of the Brisa? We just spoke about if he gives it to her and then has the Bia. And we asked, why don't you go back l'mafreya? And we said, oh, you don't go back l'mafreya because it's non-existent anymore. He was already makrevit, maybe even if she was already makdashit. What if she sells it? The Gemara doesn't talk about that. The Me'iri talks about that. What if she sells it? Would that also be in the case of Suffolk? Right? Do we say that Hakdasha is different than a Mechira? That gets a little bit into Amiras LaGavok and Sras LaHedyot. Right? Big discussion, again, not for now, too much, but big discussion in the Lumdis. How exactly does that work? My saying something to the Beis HaMikdash is like giving it to you. So two formulations the Achronim really have. Is that Ki'ilu, I gave it to you? Or by hektish, meaning, does that substitute for a Maisa Kinyan? Or, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Right? My nafkamina, are you subject to limitations of Kinyanim? Could you be makdish something la'achar lamid yom? Right? The Rishonim point out, what if it's not here anymore? But is it a ki'ilu a Maisa Kinyan, or you don't need a Maisa Kinyan? Or another way to say it, is it a hakna, or is it a hischaivus? It's another formulation, right? Different, similar to the others. It might depend on the makar. Fascinating. What exactly is the makar for Amiras LaGavok and Amiras LaHedyot? How do we know it's true? So Gemara, the Bavli doesn't really say. How do we know it's true? So different suggestions. Some say, Kiish Kiyaktach is Beso, Kodesh, Kodesh Lashem. Some say that's the makar. Motes Vasecha Tishmar V'yasisa, the general makar of Nedarim. The Yerushalmi in Kiddushin as the most fascinating one. Lashem Haaretz Umaloa. Everything belongs to Hashem. So he gives it to me. Memela, once I kind of abdicate my jurisdiction over it, Memela goes back straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lashem Haaretz Umaloa. Right? B'chol makam Shachevetz Nimsa, wherever the Chevetz is, it really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And that's why the Miri's Lashem is like, it's a Kinyan Chatzer. The world is a Kinyan Chatzer of Hashem. Right, and that's the Hashem Aretz Maloa. Fascinating. Okay, but either way, that issue of how you look at Amiras LaGavoa might relate to whether you extend it to Mechira or not. The question of the Me'iri. Okay, here we go. So, what are the opposite case? First, he had the Maisabia, and then he gives the Matana. Right, and that was why we brought this into our Gemara. Because remember, where did our sugi start with today? The Bnei Rabbi Yanai, right, they used to borrow the Shemitah fruit in the 7th year and pay back in the 8th year. And the Gemara said that, Rabbi Yochanan said, it doesn't have the status of Shemitah fruit because the original Shemitah fruit are no longer existent. So to hear, the Maisabia no longer exists. So therefore the Esnan can't get the status. The animal cannot get the status of Esnan. So Veremini, is this all really true? But that if he was Boel and then gave her Mutter, Veremini, Ba Aleha V'Acharkach Nasan La, a different Brisa says the opposite. If he has a Maisabi and then gives it to her, Afilu Mikana Shalosh Shanim, even 3 years later, Esnan Asur. So you see, it is Asur, even though the Maisabi no longer exists. If he pays her 3 years later, I kasha stira answer Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Rav Chisda lo kasha ha da Amar hisbali li betle ze ha da Amar lo hisbali betle stam. If he labeled the sheep, be boel me, and this sheep will be yours, that's a problem. That's already labeled. But if he just says, I owe you, then it wouldn't be a problem. Telezeh is a lashon of a kinyan. Rashi says, kol kama diyav lahavi esnan deme hashta kanise. Right? It's a kinyan right away. Right? But telestam, it wouldn't be looked at like that. Says the Gemara, v'chiyam arla betelezeh my havi. But once, so what if he says this sheep? What did he say? I will give you this sheep for the Maisabiyah. He didn't give it yet. So why should that be a kinyan? Hamachas mashicha, it's still lacking mashicha, right? So therefore, why is this a problem? Why does it belong to her already? Answer: Bizone avodas kochavim delokanya b'mashicha. Maybe it's talking about a non-Jewish zona delokanya b'mashicha. Why kinyan mashicha? As Rashi quotes, is based on a pasuk that has to do with o kano biyad amisecha. It has to do with Jew and Jew. There are different types of kinyanim between Jew and Jew and Jew and non-Jew. When the rabbi sells the chametz to the non-Jew, he does 5 different kinyanim. Why? Just to make sure. There's so many machlokas in the Gemara and the Rishonim. Which kinyanim work between Jew and non-Jew? We do all of them to make sure that the chametz is halachically sold. But here, by kinyan meshicha, suggesting Gemara does not work by an ovedes kochavim, and that's why it works through other avenues. You don't need meshicha, and that's how it could be hers, even without the meshicha. You see, Rashi, Ove Kochavim, Lav Bar Meshicha, Tchiksiva Meshicha, B'Yisrael Ksiva, Okano Miyada Misecha. Number one answer, Viva Yisema, La'olam Bezona Yisraelis. Maybe we're talking about a Jewish zona. V'Kagon Tekoi B'Chatzera. He points to this Tlezeh in her Chatzer. So she's Kone Mitam Chatzer. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. If it's in her chatzer, then even if the Maisabia came first in Nasanla, so it's there already. Then there shouldn't be any chilukim, but it's lezeh, it's lestam, it's hers already. So, lotzricha de shavianila apotiki. The case is where he appointed it as an apotiki, a earmarked for her kinyan. To Amala, he says to her, "Imai sina lech zuze mikan ad yom ploni mutav. If I pay you, then I'm going to pay you." V'ilo shakli besenech. So he never gave it to her. He said, "I'm going to give you money. If I don't give you money, you'll collect from this." So it's a labeled shibud, a lien on this, but only as a backup, sort of kind of like a mashkon. But it wasn't a mashkon. It's in the chatzer. So that is the case where the Gemara is machale between Tlezeh and Tlestam, and the answer to the stira, our case, that the first brisa of today, that it's mutter, it's not in her, it's not in the chatzer, and therefore there wouldn't be any kinyan. Period. The Gemara b'Masir relating to this, there is a machlokas Rishonim here. This Gemara, we know, has to be read with the background of the Gemara in Bamasiya Daf Mem Vav. There the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim about Meshicha. On a Daraisa level, does Meshicha work? Does Kesef work? Paying Meshicha? That's a machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish that's discussed at length there. Rabbi Yochanan holds that on a Torah level, I pay you money for something, the kinyan's done. I give you money even before I take my fruit, the kinyan's done. The fruit are owned by me. Dvar Torah Ma'os Konos, Rabbi Yochanan says. Umipnei Ma Amru Meshicha Kona. Why did the rabbis come along and say, no, you have to pull the fruits? That's when the kinyan is done. Gzeira Shema Yomer Lo Nisra V'chidech Baliyah. What's going to happen? I'm going to buy fruit from you, but my fruit will still be in your attic. And then there's going to be a fire. And you're not going to try to get the fruit out because it's not your fruit anymore. Right? You're going to say to me, I'm so sorry. There was a fire and your fruit were destroyed. No, so Chazal were worried about that. So that's why Chazal said, even though on a Torah level, right when I pay you the money, the fruit are mine, no, on a Derabbanan level, only Meshicha. You need Meshicha so that you don't run into problems. That is Rabbi Yochanan Shita. And Reish Lakish says, no, Meshicha's Daraisa. Reish Lakish Amar, Meshicha Mefureshes Minat Torah. Mem Zayin Amabes. Right, my time at Reish Lakish, Amakra, V'chi is also on Mevav Mebeis, but both. I'm reading it from Mem Zayin. My time at Reish Lakish, Amakra, V'chi Simkru Memkar La'amisecha, O Kano Miyana Misecha, Davar Anikna Miyaliyad. Right, Davar Anikna, and that's the Meshicha. So there's a question here in the Rishonim. This question of, you're missing Meshicha, is that only according to Reish Lakish, or even according to Rabbi Yochanan? Tosfos here discusses, Adibra Maskel Vaha, Tosfos assumes that the question here could even be according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Mashiach is Durabanan. Even according to him, the question could be asked here about, aren't you missing Mashiach? Okay, you can look in Tosfos and the Ramban, but again, it's an important machlokas just to be aware of in Bamitzia. Good. Masav Rav Sheish says, we'll go according to Rashi's pshat here. Tosfos, as you see here, is a very large Tosfos on Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, discussing this, but we're going to go with Rashi's pshat here. Rashi says that this question is going back on Rabbi Yanai. Again, Rabbi Yanai, the original case that we started off with today, the Shemitah fruit, right? The Bei Rabbi Yanai, they borrow Shemitah fruit and then they pay back eighth year fruit that does not have the status. So Masav Rav Sheish says, Omer Adam Lachamar Vilapolav, a person could say to his donkey drivers or his workers, Lechu V'ichlu B'dinar Zeh, go, he could pay them, and he said, here, you could go eat. Here's your money, go eat. Tzu V'shtu B'dinar Zeh, go and drink something. V'eino Choshesh, and he does not have to be worried, Lo Mishem Shvius, V'lo Mishem Meiser, V'lo Mishem Yayin Nesach. He doesn't have to worry about what his workers are going to eat with the money that he gives him. You know, Elon Dover Sof. Right? If somebody have to be worried about what they're going to eat, right? I could pay you. Fine. Vim Amar Lahem. But if he says to them, Tzu v'ichlu v'ani porea, go eat, and then I'll pay for what you eat. Tzu shtu v'ani porea, then that's more of an issue. Why? Because if I'm going to pay for what they eat, then it's ki'ilu, I'm buying it for them. And if I'm buying it for them, I'm not allowed to be ma'achil, a fellow Jew, in an iser. Tzu v'shtu v'ani porea, then choshesh b'shem shviyas, v'chosh u'mishem iser, eating ma'aser sheni asar of Yishalayim, u'mishem yayin esech. Right? So what's the issue? Alma, what's the kasha? Ki kapara, d'me iser kapara. One second. What is it viewed as here? So right when, let's say, my workers ate, it's no longer here, the fruit, they ate it already, and yet, when I'm paying for it, it has the status of Yayin Esech, or Shvita, or other. So, Hachanami, Ki Kapara, Tamei Yisura Kapara. So, what's Kasha and Rabbi Yanai? So too by Rabbi Yanai, even if it's not existent anymore, right? So why don't we say that it has the status of Shvita fruit? Rashi does say here, what are we talking about? Bottom line of Rashi, Amud Aleph, we're talking about Ovdei Kochavim O Ame Haaretz. Not talking about Stam, regular, you know, Ne'eman Jew. We're talking about either about Ovdei Kochavim, even Yayin Esech has a problem, or Ame Haaretz, right, or Ame Haaretz, who does not follow the halacha. So therefore, if I say, here, take the money and go whatever you want, then fine, it works. But if I say the second case, no, go eat and I'll pay for it, that would be a problem. But the Ritva here also discusses, what about Lifnei Iver? Right? Why is it only, why do we have such a chiluk? Maybe, however you give him the fruit. The Ritva here is an important lashon. V'lama eino choshesh ba'ame ha'aretz elu mishim lifnei iver lo sitin michshol. Right? We're only worried about, is it considered you're paying for it, you're being ma'achil. What about lifnei iver? Yesh lomar. This is a yesod in lifnei iver. We discussed lifnei iver in the first parak, but this is an important Ritva. V'yesh lomar de mehacha shaminan de kol she'ein anu nosin lo ha'isser atzmo. If we're not giving the iser itself, v'hadavar safik im yikach, we're giving him money. We don't know if he's going to buy. Ain't bo mishum lifnei iver l'sikti mishal afilu l'gabi yisrael. Right, the Ritva says you have to give the davar ha'aser in order for it to be lifnei iver. If you just give money, and the issue is he going to buy something aser with that money? That's too indirect. Maybe that will be lifnei de lifnei, as was mentioned earlier. Okay, either way, that's the kasha. Back to the Gemara. So kasha and Rabbi Yanai. And right, so why in Rabbi Yanai's case does it not have the status of the fruit? Tir Gemara of Chizda b'chen v'niyam akifo de mishtabile de kivan de urche da kufe karnile dinar gabe. We're talking about a case. The case that's usser is where I always get fruit from this storekeeper. So if I always get fruit from the storekeeper, it's ki'il, and he always extends me credit. It's ki'ilu, the transaction already happened already. Because there's a concept of shibudim, and we can forecast. Because he always gives me money, and I always pay him. So it's ki'ilu, my money is already his. That's why dafka in a case where it's ki'ilu, it's already done already, similar to the concept of makire kahuna, in a different context in Maseches Gittin. But says Rav Chisda, in a case where it's already known, so then it's ki'ilu, the kidding happened already, and that's why the status on the money could be there, even though the fruit are no longer there now. Says the Gemara, Aval chenvei she'im akifo mai mutter. What if it's not something that not a chenvei that usually extends you credit? So it's a stranger. Then it would be mutter. because it didn't happen yet, the status, so why didn't the Braisa say that? Adatani, instead of saying a different factor, instead of changing and saying, here, eat with this dinar, why in the Reisha does it give the opposite case, liflo v'lasebedida? Why don't you have the same case, but changing a detail? Right, the Gemara answers often. If this is true, so why didn't the Braisa make this distinction? Why did it change the case totally? The Ode, and also, and let me ask you anyway, what, if it's somebody who does not usually extend them credit, there's no Shibudim? There's always Shibudim. V'yam Arava, ha'omer l'chaveiro tein mana l'ploni, v'yikanu kol nachasai l'cha. If somebody says to his friend, give so-and-so money, and all my property will be niknet to you, meaning shibudim. What is this called? Kana mi dinarev. Right, an arev, a cosigner, a guarantor. You lend so-and-so money, and I got it covered, my property. So you see, even a stranger's property is meshubud. You don't have to know the guy, and he has can expect, and he always lends, gives you credit. No, shibudim are any hischaivas create shibudim. So why should there be a difference in our case? So Ela Amar Rava, you're right. Rava gives a different answer now. Going back to the original question, Ela Amar Rava, Losh Na Makifa, Losh Hashem Makifa. Avagav de Mishtabile. It doesn't matter whether he usually extends credit or not. Even though there's a shibud created, Kivan de Lo Miyached Shibude Lo Mitzar. Generally, there wouldn't be a status right away. There wouldn't be a kinyan right away because he didn't specify. There's no apotiki here. All of his property, but all of his property is not going to get the status of Yayin Esach yet. Right, so that's why the kinyan will not be done. So Ella, so the question is then, so now back to our Braisa. So why on the top of our Amud, why is that a problem? If he says, here, you eat and then I'll pay. Why is that a problem then if there's no Shibudim? Ella hacha amai choshim shim shviyis, halo miyache shibude hacha, amar apapa kagon shehiktim lo dinar. He gave the money first. He says, eat, and then use the money. So the money is still belonging to the balabayas, the employer, and then when they pay for it, it's ki'ilu, that's why it has that status. So it's nashav ki'ilu, the balabayas is actually feeding them these usur items. Period. Amar of Kahn, I'm reading this right, Rav Zvid min Arda. I mentioned this suggestion to Rav Zvid. Amar Leh, he said to me, Ihachi, if that's true, adatani tzu v'ichlu, shtu v'shtu, v'ni porea. If that's true, so why does it say, go and eat, go and drink, and I'll pay? He already paid. I'll figure out how much, right? Afterwards, if there's any more, any less, if you already gave the money, then the language of the Braisa doesn't fit in. It's not ani poreya. He already was poreya. So, Ella, okay, switch it. Tani tsuv ani machashiv. Okay, switch it. Or, Ravashi Amar, the final answer. Again, why is it usur? We've had a couple of suggestions. Why is it usur? Either because it's the chenvani makifo, or it's because he was makdim lo dinar. And number three, Rav Ashi Amar kagoncha natav nasam biyad. The employer himself was actually the one that took the food and gave it to the workers. Nasam nasam biyad. So his mamash, he was involved in being machal them problematic food. So I'm like, Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, yachi, if that's true, why didn't it say that? Adatani tzu v'ichlu tzu v'shtu, tzlu v'ichlu tzlu v'shtu miboyalei. Don't go out and eat. Take this. He's giving it to them. So Gemara says, okay, Amalei Tani. So learn that. Tulu v'ichlu tulu v'shtu. So change the lashon of the brisa. Either way, we have a couple of suggestions how our Gemara, this brisa that we mentioned of Omer Adam, this brisa about a person talking to his chamara ben Paulov, how is that not a kasha on what the Bei Rav Yanai did at the beginning of the daf? Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Yosef Rav Nachman, Hashem, as we continue into the last week of Meseches Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll stop here.